KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports. After an 8-point halftime deficit, the Cam girls basketball team ripped off a 9-0 run to start the second half and fought their way to a 60-53 win over Peyton Jourdan Friday night. The Cougars ramped up the defensive intensity and got some better movement on offense in the second half to earn their way to the Class 1A Region 2 final next Wednesday. The Rockets started the game strong and jumped on top 10-6 at the end of the first. They proceeded to drop in 6 of their 8 first half threes in the second quarter to lead 30-22 at the half. Cam then got 3 buckets from Eva Stephenson and a 3 from Meredith Rich to regain the lead with that 9-0 run. Peyton Jourdan fought back in front of a 38-36 by the end of the third. Cam again responded with a strong start to the final period. Meredith Rich got the steal and a hoop to tie up the game when then Eva Stephenson put the Cougars on top with a 3-pointer. After a rocket bucket, Marissa Spiker hit one of her 2 huge fourth quarter threes to push the lead back to 4. She hit another big one later after the Rockets climbed within 3. With a late lead, the Cougars chose to slow down the game for the last 4 minutes and make the Rockets foul. Cam came through with enough free throws to hold on the rest of the way. After the game, Marissa spoke about getting the offense into a better flow in the second half.
We just decided that we couldn't keep swinging the ball around. We had to get it, work it in to get it out and then hit those threes. And if Danielle was out, then we had to work it back into the bigs so they could finish.
Cam head coach Joe Willem talked about the strong start to the second half.
We made him call a timeout right away. Right before the whistle blew, we said it was our ball, we need a score, a stop, and a score. And he called timeout right after that, and then we scored another bucket. So able to get that run right away and give us a little confidence, a little boost that second half.
Stephenson led Cam with 19 points, and Zoe Baylor finished with 10. The Cougars will play in the 1A Region 2 final on Wednesday against second-ranked Newell Fonda. That game will be played at the Winterset High School at 7 p.m. Peyton Jourdan was led on the night by 20 points from their outstanding senior Danielle Hoyle, 12 of those in the fourth quarter. Tessa Steimel dropped in 15 on 5 threes. And the Rockets close out a nice season at 16-6. Elsewhere in the girls' regional semifinal action on Friday, in Region 2, Class 1A, it was Newell Fonda over Audubon, 78-36. In Region 4, Kingsley Pearson defeated Woodbine, 69-45. St. Albert was a 48-37 winner over Logan Magnolia. In Region 8, it was Exira EHK over Stanton, 53-43. That game played on Spartan Media. And Lennox defeated Sigourney 52-33. In Class 2A girls action, it was Nottoway Valley over South Central Calhoun 68-58 in Region 5, and AHSDW beating Mount Air 59-29. And then in Region 8 of Class 2A, it was Trainer with a 63-46 win over West Monona, and Underwood downing South O'Brien 48-45. Well, wrestling continued in Des Moines on Friday. Jim Field has this recap of the day's action.
Friday was a long and busy day at the State Wrestling Championships in Des Moines. Taking a look at some of the notes coming up for today, because today's Saturday action will continue with the Class 1A, 2A, and 3A consolation semifinals and finals. Those matches will get underway at 10 o'clock this morning in all three classes. That's expected to run through about early afternoon, about 2:15 this afternoon. Some of the wrestlers that will be involved in some of their matches in the consolation semifinals of Class 1A. Jace Rose of Riverside will wrestle at 120. Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia at 132. Cale McLaren of St. Albert at 170. And Talon Myers of Southwest Valley at 220. Also already in the consolation finals of Class 1A, John Schroeder of Riverside will wrestle for 7th place at 113. Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley, 7th place at 120. Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia will be in the 7th place match at 160. And Easton Elledge of Underwood will wrestle for 7th place at 285. In the Class 3A consolation semifinals, Abraham Dirks of Carroll will be wrestling at 152 pounds. Also in the Class 2A consolation semifinals, Ethan Fulman of Cam will be wrestling at 120 pounds against Keaton Zemet of Central DeWitt. Joe Weaver of Atlantic Cam will wrestle Kellen Moore of Forest City at 126 pounds. Also at 126, Luke Musich of Harlan will be in action. Jackson Kinsella of Creston OM at 195 and Crew Howard of Clarinda at 220 will also be in the consolation semifinals in 2A. Already in the consolation finals in 2A, Tristan Barncastle of Creston OM. He'll wrestle for 7th place at 132 pounds. Now also coming up Saturday night, of course, will be the championship matches. And among those wrestlers from the region that'll be involved in some of those championship matches in Class 2A, Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama advanced into the championship with a semifinal win on Friday. That's in Class 2A. Also in Class 1A, Eli Becerra of Missouri Valley will wrestle for the 106-pound title. Stevie Barnes of Underwood will wrestle for the 126-pound title. Gable Porter of Underwood will wrestle for the 132-pound crown. Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia will try to grab the 138-pound championship. His teammate Briar Rice will be wrestling for the 152-pound title. And also from Logan Magnolia, Rex Johnson will be wrestling in the championship match at 285 pounds. So still a lot going on. We'll have live coverage all throughout the day today here on Saturday, as we'll start our coverage with our first report at 10:35 this morning. We'll have more coverage throughout the early session. We'll take a break in the mid-afternoon and be back with live hourly coverage of the championships at 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, and 9:15 to wrap it all up here tonight on KJAN. The championships right after the Grand March. That gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight. I'll have more coverage all day long. Keep it tuned here to KJAN. I'm Jim Field reporting from the State Wrestling Championships here on KJAN.
The Big Ten Conference announced on Friday that Sunday's duel at Wisconsin will no longer be held as scheduled, following a decision to cancel by the Wisconsin medical staff. Gary Barta said the University of Iowa medical staff, using Big Ten and institutional guidelines, has cleared the Iowa wrestling team to return to competition. Coach Brands said his team returned to full in-person activities on Thursday, and he said that they're disappointed in the decision to cancel Sunday's duel. Our medical team did their job to the nth degree, said Brands. We've been diligent. We've followed protocol. We have the green light to compete from our medical professionals per the Big Ten Conference protocol. And the Big Ten Conference announced on Friday adjustments to its men's basketball schedule in the last 2 weeks of the regular season. Two University of Iowa games have been rescheduled. The Hawkeyes contest at Michigan has been moved to Thursday, February 25th at 6 p.m. Central Time, while their home game against Nebraska has been rescheduled for Thursday, March 4th, with a time to be determined. You can take a look at all the announced changes in the same story on our sports page at KJAN.com. And more than 20 years after it was installed, the University of Northern Iowa plans to replace the Unidome's fabric roof. The estimated $7 million to $8 million project was advanced by the Iowa Board of Regents Property and Facilities Committee earlier this past week. Regents are expected to approve the plan at a meeting on Wednesday. Michael Hager with UNI told the committee the project would replace only the fabric center portion of the roof. The rest of the roof is a plastic polymer that was installed in 2010 and is under warranty until 2040. The fabric portion, which was last replaced in 1999, was found to be deteriorating in 2019. And a former Iowa State defensive back, Dion Broomfield, is returning to the Cyclones to coach the safeties. Broomfield was a defensive assistant with the Houston Texans last season. Before that, he coached cornerbacks at Indiana State for 3 years and at Western Illinois for one. He replaces D.K. McDonald. According to media reports, McDonald is set to become safeties coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. Broomfield played 50 games for the Cyclones between 2010 and 2013. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.